This is Apollo Saturn Launch Control, T-minus 5 minutes, 40 seconds, and counting. At this time, the various elements of the launch team have been reporting into Bill Schick, the test supervisor, indicating that we are go to continue. Mission Director Chet Lee just verifies that we are go for launch. Safety indicates that we have a go. First stage test conductor, this is the man who has charge of those five first stage engines, which will give us the liftoff, has indicated a go for launch. Launch operations manager Paul Donnelly, also giving us a go for launch. And finally, the launch director, Walter Caffrey, and says we are go for launch. We've passed the 5 minute mark now, and swing arm number nine, this is the access arm to the spacecraft, is coming back to the full retract position. It moves back alongside the mobile launch tower, and it will remain there now through the final portion of the countdown and the launch. At the T-minus 60-second mark, 20 nozzles will start flame deflector deluge of 13,000 gallons per minute of water pouring down on that flame deflector. So a great deal of what is seen at launch time, which looks like smoke, is actually steam, as this water is burned off, this water to cool the pad area and to cool the equipment alongside of the launch tower, as the water also pours across the swing arms and the launch tower. We're approaching the 4 minute mark in the countdown now. T-minus 4 minutes, 5 seconds, and continuing to count. At the 4 minute mark, we'll stand by for a final go from Norm Carlson, the launch vehicle test conductor. He's given a go. The launch operations manager now switching over to the Astrocom circuit. This is the circuit that the astronauts, the launch operations manager, and the spacecraft communicator will remain on. They have this private circuit to keep extraneous talk off of their circuit. They are checking in. They are checking in now on the Astrocom circuit, indicating that they are go. Spacecraft has indicated they are ready. Instrument unit ready light has come on. S1C, that's the first stage. Preparations are now complete as we approach the 3 minute mark. There's quiet in the firing room now as the engineers and technicians are monitoring their consoles. They're monitoring the various rates, pressures, temperatures. They can override the terminal sequencer if they cite a problem that it has not picked up. We are on that terminal sequencer now. We have passed the 3 minute mark, T-minus 2 minutes, 47 seconds, and counting, as we are on the terminal sequencer. At the T-minus 50 second mark, we'll be looking for that critical power transfer. This is where we transfer from the external power source, which has been feeding the three stages of the launch vehicle, to internal power, that's to the flight batteries aboard the space vehicle. It's expected that given proper weather conditions, people will be observing this flight from as much as 500 miles away. This includes a large portion of the southeastern United States, the northern tip of Cuba, and the Bahama Islands. Now approaching the two minute mark. Mark, T-minus 2 minutes and counting, and the countdown continues to move along smoothly. Now in the terminal countdown portion. The automatic sequencer has stopped the replenishing of the liquid oxygen and the liquid hydrogen. We're standing by now to begin pressurization of the fuel tanks, the second stage fuel tank pressurized, third stage fuel tank pressurized. The countdown continuing to move along smoothly, T-minus 90 seconds, T-minus 90 seconds. Countdown continuing smoothly. S4B propellants pressurized. The indication now, using the workaround, showing the S4B propellants have been pressurized. Now looking at the liquid hydrogen tanks as they become pressurized. LH2 aboard the second stage pressurized. All propellants now aboard the second stage pressurized as we approach the 1 minute mark in the countdown. Mark, T-minus 1 minute and counting, now in the final minute of the countdown. At T-minus 45 seconds, Gene Cernan will make the final guidance alignment. This is the Mark, T-minus 545, and Gene Cernan made that final guidance alignment. That's the last action taken by the crew aboard the space vehicle. Now approaching the half-minute mark. T-minus 33, T-minus 30 seconds, and continuing on now. Continuing on at the T-minus 26-second mark, T-minus 25. We'll get a final guidance release at the T-minus 17-second mark. T-minus 17, final guidance release. We'll expect engine ignition at 8.9 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, ignition sequence started. All engines are started. We have ignition, 2, 1, 0. We have a liftoff. We have a liftoff, and it's lighting up the area. It's just like daylight here at Kennedy Space Center as the Saturn V is moving off the pad. It has now cleared the tower.
Tower, yaw is complete. We're in the roll, Bob.
Roger, Gino, looking great. Thrust good on all five engines.
Okay, babe, it's looking good here. Roll is complete. We are pitching.